Good, yeah. Seem to remember this venue a lot. Dressing room's really cool, dark and comfortable. Always a good show here, you know. Some historical stuff going on as well, and some spooky stuff, so it's cool. It was recorded in multiple studios with producer Don Gilmore. 11-track CD. I think we're all really proud of it so far. It's done really well around the world. I think pretty much top five around the world, number three in the Billboard charts in America. So, yeah, it's cool. It's a very vocally driven album also, and but still retaining, you know, the Bullet signature sound. So, I mean, it'd be great, you know, to top any previous record, but, you know, we just rolled with it and just happened to do really well, which is obviously great for us. Well, the initial riff, the snare riff, that was around for a long time. And then there was the little hammer-on riff was added, but we never really turned it into a song until right at the end of the recording sessions. And it's kind of weird. It's just one of those songs that kind of... It was just flitting around and we didn't do much with it, but then right at the last minute, it became like the lead track off the album. So strange, but very powerful. I think this time around... Don and Matt rewrote the lyrics to numerous songs on the album, you know, three or four times, some of them, just to make sure that everything was right, you know. Really wanted to make this, you know, as I said before, like a vocally driven album, but the words had to be right as well, you know, so that people understood the record a bit better. And it was, you know, a little different to the way we've worked before, but it turned out really well, you know. And I think in future we'll probably work like this, you know, on future records. No, not really. I think we're all pretty much down to earth. We're just four friends out on tour doing the best job in the world and having fun, you know. I think that's the key, you know. Everything else is just a bonus, you know. But, yeah, it's just still fun, you know. There's no major difference apart from the accents. But, you know, everyone pretty much comes to the shows to rock out and have a good time. And, you know, that's the main reason we're there as well. So I think regardless of where you're from, you just, you know, generally want to rock out and have a good time. So there's nothing planned as of yet, but I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there's people, you know, in places sort of planning the next video or the next single. Or I think America's going to get The Last Fight next, I believe. We've already did the video for that song, and we released it in the UK, but now we're going to swap. The UK is going to have Your Betrayal, and now the US will have The Last Fight.